Let's look at the up-down orientations of the remaining two quadrants, which are easily determined by simply noting the twofold axis between the left and right sides of the complete octahedron, as indicated by the blue axis symbol running down the middle of the slide. As implied by the axis, the orientations of the pair of helix 1 alpha helices in the right lower quadrant, now labeled, are opposite those of the H2A and H2B subunits immediately to the left in the left lower quadrant. Likewise, in the left upper quadrant, we see that the yellow subunit, H3E, unfortunately largely hidden, and the brown H4F subunit have orientations opposite those of the cognate subunits in the adjacent right upper quadrant. Thus, when we consider all the up and down directions simultaneously, we learn that they alternate with perfect regularity as we go around the octahedron. Let's look at this from a different perspective.